This is Ann Coulter. I'm on Race Wars. It's so great to be back, and I finally got to be here when Philly Girl called in. I've never heard of her before, but now I'm her biggest fan.
Hey, Sherrod, do you know what I'm wearing right now?
What are you wearing?
My Mac Weldon antimicrobial underpanties.
Oh, you have to. I wear them every day.
It's not a prescription. It's now available without prescription.
It's the most comfortable underwear or t-shirts I've ever had in my life.
Do you ever get, like, boxer briefs and, like, halfway through the day, like, you'll just be sitting there and something with the fabric where your ass itches?
Oh, they, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
The itchy taint.
It's not like a sweaty thing. It's just something with the fabric sucks, but these are the best underwear I ever had, man.
I just like that they don't crawl up in my ass when I'm walking around, when I'm sitting
down. They maintain their integrity the whole goddamn day.
The material's great.
And they don't stink.
Yes.
You can smell my balls right now. In fact, I insist that you do.
I'm going to take a rain check on that.
Well, you won't be able to because there's no smell because of Mac Weldon's antimicrobial technology.
So make sure you go to MacWeldon.com. Got a promo code, right, Kurt?
Yes, we do. It's Race Wars.
20% off whatever you get. There's t-shirts, undershirts. They got sweatpants. They got everything.
I love everything I got from them.
They got everything. I want more.
I'm going to get some more because I only got two pairs, so I need like one. I'm going to stop wearing it for like 3 days out of the week, but you can. Just so you know.
MacWeldon.com. That's right. Who's the Mac, baby?
Weldon.com.
Stand Up Labs presents Race Wars, powered by digital media.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Why is my thing on?
Yes, it is on.
Holy fuck, am I sick of that song.
He
just fucking lets it play.
Hold on.
Dude, this is every black show I started at. They're like, let it run, DJ.
Bring it back.
Let my horseshit music run,
bring
DJ.
Bring it back.
Now, content.
You know good music. Like, Kurt knows good music.
Put on the good version.
Hold on.
Put on the good version.
What is that number? What's that number?
Thank you,
Louis. What number?
That one that was just playing.
Did you call it a number?
Yeah.
That's your team, yeah. Shalou's in the building. Tom Shalou joined us.
Goddamn hip hop.
With an emergency.
I'm sick of this.
With a racial emergency. Ann Coulter's walking in right now.
That's a racial emergency.
No, she's welcome here.
Oh, my God. Sherrod, I tried to get Judd.
Annie! Right in time.
Hello? Oh, I'm so
Look at Tom. Yeah. Tom's here.
Yo, I tried to get Judd to call in. Judd Apatow. Because Judd's a listener to this show.
Get over here.
And he won't do it.
And then right
see that?
You
just ran right by me.
And then Nangle
went right
might.
To the white man. Ann, what's
yes,
wrong with
I
you?
Did.
Yo, and then Nangle might not want to call in either. It's like if I say Ann's on, people either are like into it or they act like I asked them to go back in time and kill Hitler. They're like, hold on, I got to think about this.
What's to think about?
I mean, I hate Hitler.
What's
that's
to think
a heavy
about?
Thing you're asking of me.
Welcome back, Ann.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good to be here. It's the longest trip I've ever had to do a show.
Really? So you were in Florida, right?
I made the right choice.
Well, starting with that, I flew in today, and then, you know, you can't get to Midtown in the middle of rush hour, so I took the subway.
Sorry to hit your mic.
Nice. Did people try to swing on you in a subway?
No, they're all foreigners. That's one upside of immigration.
recognize her.
All the way through Grand Central, step out, and it's effing pouring rain.
Oh.
And as I mentioned to you, didn't bring my wallet, so I didn't have any money.
Oh, my God.
And, well, you
need
I had
a couple bucks?
I got that
broke.
Nice 69 cents
like
umbrella
broke
for
me.
$21.77, but it took me, you know... That's another 20 minutes in Grand Central, and then that little assistant principal downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
The security?
Yes.
Security didn't just assume you belong?
I made the mistake of saying to her, sorry, I forgot my ID, but don't worry, they're sending someone down.
And what'd she say?
Well, that was when all hell broke out.
Well, I don't know if
I had
you
just
know.
Said nothing.
Right.
I could have gone up.
Awesome.
No, she has little authority.
Of course it is.
Oh, really? Yeah, she has no authority. She probably recognizes. She probably knows Ann Coulter. Was like,
no.
They
I can tell by
they don't recognize
face.
Anyone, the security. And
they yell my name as soon as I come through the door.
I promise you the because we always
that's
have a problem.
That's because they think you're going to steal something.
Whoa.
Sherrod's here.
I invited you here.
Well, in fairness, Sherrod's Polaroid is up on the desk because do not cash checks.
My Polaroid would be up, Kurt. My Polaroid.
But you know how we get fuck ups? Do you know? Do you know who you get fuck ups all the time because they misspell the name? So like, I wasn't on the list.
Oh really?
Because I'm sure someone spelled me as Kirk or some shit. They,
it's like, remember twice. One time, both of us weren't on the list. I'm like, how the host of a show not on a security list?
Yeah. I don't know.
John.
I would like to point out, this is why I am an agoraphobe. Life is fantastic.
You stay in the house.
When it's raining, you know what? I don't have to get an umbrella. I don't leave my home.
Yeah. I thought you hate Al Gore. That's how much I don't know words.
I don't know how words work.
Well, Tom Shalhoub's here, too.
Yeah, Tom apparently started some type of racial beefs with Samantha Bee.
He's got mad beefs with Samantha Bee.
Well, they started it. I did my show, as I always do, Ann. And...
This is a race emergency. This is a special segment.
Go ahead. We did an MLK show.
Ah, boo already.
Yeah.
Why are you doing an MLK show?
Well, we were on.
Your friend too.
Yeah, yeah. Aisha. Oh. Yeah, Aisha's gonna come on in a second.
Okay, cool.
She's gonna come on.
She's
supposed to be in Tom's chair, but Tom started a race riot. So
I know.
On Martin Luther King Day, we had a show. We didn't have off, and so I decided to
why
discuss.
Not?
I do a monologue every day, and my monologue.
So you had
was,
a Martin Luther King show.
Yes.
But you didn't respect the holiday by taking off. The white man.
We had to work so people. You know, could enjoy themselves.
Even
that
if
night.
You hate him, that's the thing people still like is the day off.
Yes, you would
even
think.
They don't like him.
I don't like niggas, but I'm giving up a 3-day weekend.
Come on, most people work on that day. Am I right?
Yeah,
people don't take
the
it off.
Post office.
Yeah,
no, I
most,
take off.
You know what? Yeah. Most of entertainment, you have to still work.
You
most
do
entertainment
have to work.
Jobs.
Dr. King tried to love somebody. Do you wanna love somebody for his sake? Put your head away. Take a day.
What is that?
It's an MLK song that came out 20 years ago.
But
apparently you don't know. There's a whole
I
bunch
don't
of artists.
Know it at all.
It's like a real world
song.
For
Wait,
Dr. King.
Hold on, was that when Arizona was going to not have Martin Luther King?
Yeah,
you remember that?
Around that time, yep.
Because this is my question. Now conservatives, starting with Glenn Beck, I remember, he'd bring up how Martin Luther King would hate Obama or some shit. Remember Glenn Beck?
Oh,
hate
yeah.
When they do
and,
that.
Like, when did... It become when did Republicans start
right.
claiming Martin Luther King? Because I remember very distinctly when I was a kid, like when I was in school, they were like, "We shouldn't even have an MLK Day." And I'm like, "Why?" Like, because he cheated on his wife.
Yeah, that was yeah.
No,
that was the that was the Democrat
was
manager of your local library. It wasn't a Republican because back
it absolutely
then
was.
It was all Democrats who hated Martin Luther King.
You no,
right.
In
Southern,
the,
Southern
not, in
Democrats.
The, not when he was alive. I'm talking about 80s, 90s. In the 90s. In the 90s.
No, that's right. No,
they're trying to not
I'm
have
against
it, remember?
No, I'm still against it.
Whoa, Ann, come on, Ann.
I think it should be Thurgood Marshall Day, as I described in my book.
What
I mean, why not 2 days? Why niggas got to fight over 1 day off? Why can't it be 2 days?
I'll one up you. Let's go back to Lincoln and Washington. Give them their separate ones. Just go back to two white presidents.
Don't just toss them 1 day like a couple of pit bulls to tear each other apart over.
Let's hear how Tom's and Martin Luther King dedication went awry.
This is how every story goes.
We had a great discussion about...
Who was there, first of all?
It was John McWhorter, a black guy.
Don't
was on my panel.
Don't ever name him first. This is the only instance you would name the black dude first.
No, he was the highest class guy on the panel. And Andy was on the panel. And anyway, we discussed.
So it got white from there.
It was an average diverse red eye panel.
So that one black dude and the three white people, and y'all discussed Martin Luther King Day on Martin Luther King Day and didn't respect
it. There happened to be two articles in the press that day about Martin Luther King. Would he appreciate Black Lives Matter? One article said he would. The other article said he wouldn't.
Why would he or wouldn't he? That's
they said
question.
He would
oh,
because he was
explain.
A disruptor, and he was the disruptor of his age. They are the disruptor of this age.
Right.
Roger L. Simon, who fought in the civil rights era. He's an older
Negro.
Gentleman. No, he's a white guy, but he said he was one of the campus demonstrators, etc. He said no. Martin Luther King was about integration. And they are more along the separatist line of the...
Now, Tom, hold on a minute, because I want to ask you about that. Because when we had Judah here, and I was saying that were along the separatist lines, Judah... Sure, I just will gang up for the sake of ganging up on me, but Judah, Tommy,
go-to-gay
Tommy, and somebody else like, no, they're not separatist. They're not some kind of socialist.
No,
we'll
they
segregate.
Get on
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter, which from what my reading was, it is separatist.
I don't think they've thought that through. I think they just want to disrupt things and be a pain in the ass.
Well, there's no leadership.
They're trying to protect black lives.
Oh, they are not.
That's what it started out
hold
as.
On,
you
hold
know
on.
Who's trying to protect black lives?
And
the police.
Yeah.
So the police, that was the... they want to kill.
No, there's not all the police are trying to protect black lives.
Oh, they basically
most
but,
of them.
But wait, is it? Is
I
it
say most.
But I would say most young black males are trying to kill black lives.
No, that's not true.
Most?
A lot
most?
More than a no. lot more than white cops.
No.
Yes.
Yes!
A lot more than white cops.
I
would
oh,
say
now
it's even.
You're being insane.
I would say no. I'm not talking about the numbers. I'm not saying the numbers. I'm saying percentage. I say it's about even.
No, that's
no,
insane.
It's not, numbers wise, it's not.
That's completely
no.
insane.
But look, Sean.
Oh, wait, you're raising an important
how,
point.
How do you think? How
what
many
percentage?
Black dudes do you think want to kill black people?
Well, just look.
Well, we
statistically,
know from
other than Tom.
Statistically, most people kill their own race. Statistically, in general,
because that's who's around.
But also,
and most people kill their own family
we
too.
We're going to causes. Right. We were discussing numbers.
But most cops, look, the stats are not comparable. But the stats of cops who want to kill black men should be zero. It shouldn't even. It doesn't matter whether it's.
I don't think
higher
any.
Or lower,
it should be zero.
There yeah, are
but,
zero.
As I right. pointed out zero. On that episode of our show, when you have policing, what some people call aggressive policing, other people call community policing, whatever. The more police in your neighborhood, the fewer dead black people. That's the truth.
Well, don't yell
at
yeah. say
what,
it.
That used to
maybe
be
the, because you yell at people.
That, in fact, was good the God position almighty. Of Martin Luther King. He used to harangue. Used to harangue politicians saying this is I don't know if he used the phrase black genocide, but you're just allowing all these black neighborhoods okay. to be murdered. What's his name? Big black leader in New York. It may
big
have
black.
Been
I call him Big Black.
Right.
Oh, Big Black.
Big Black leader, the
it
rapper?
May have been it may have been that guy. What's his name? Innes, you know, Nigel
oh,
Innes.
Roy
Innes.
Right. Roy Innes. Innes.
It may have been him, but I think it was somebody else. They took all these secret polls for the NAACP in New
yeah.
York
yeah.
in the 60s. And even after black kids had been killed at, in scuffles with the police.
Stop smiling when you say
and,
that.
Oh, I am not smiling. I am, well, it wasn't an intentional killing. I was going to footnote that for you, Sherrod. But even then, overwhelming majorities of blacks said the biggest problem in their neighborhoods yeah. was not enough police presence.
I agree.
And it's in my book, Mugged. That's what Martin Luther King used to well, say. You want to protect black lives, send the cops there. Yeah, and that was yeah. the position of the Black Congressional Caucus.
But don't you think it's a little bit silly to ask a theoretical about a situation that has a totally different context? It's like saying, would Jesus
that's
be on
too
Facebook?
Abstract.
Yeah,
no, I mean, it, but it's
yes,
like, it's a totally different era.
Good
and
point.
We don't know what he would have done because there are too many X factors.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
So
I
in my
done.
Monologue, I said that. I said, I do not want to speculate what a civil rights icon would have done.
I'll
but
do
I'll
it.
Tell you this.
I
love
said,
to speculate.
Well,
that's what I'm here for.
So I said,
he would have been just like Jesse when Jesse got caught on the mic talking about Obama. We got to get this nigga.
What?
Same crew. I know. I got uncles like that.
Wait, did Jesse say that?
I ain't got to speculate,
yes,
nigga. I know.
That?
No, that's
yes.
great.
That was great.
We got to get this nigga.
Do you think he would have...
look at Lewis.
Really
look at all the black person nodding.
Hold on. Do you think he would have responded with the hashtag I wrote? Hashtag since when?
Oh, after every. Come on, Kurt. Now, Tom, now what happened? Finish it off with you.
So let's not go through my entire monologue.
We've got to get
Aisha
on the mic at some point.
I did a monologue, which I do, and in which I state my case, and then we had a great discussion. Now, I state my case very bluntly in a similar way that Anne does in her books. She states her case.
So
and
you're racist?
And it,
you're saying a lot like Anne, and you're trying to say they're coming down too hard.
No, that's not an argument.
So what they did on Samantha Bee's show, first of all, we are a comedy show, so
right.
you don't talk about my show.
Yeah.
Don't use
right.
clips from
wait,
my show in your show.
Samantha
you can't do that.
Samantha Bee as the representative of Black America, I'm guessing.
She got, yeah. my
no,
vote.
She, had,
she got my vote.
It looked like one of them girls that from the Bernie thing.
She took
one
no, she took out
bit.
One of her writers,
yeah.
a young black woman, and she came out and yeah. Complained that white people are telling her how to think about black people. Basically accused your host of racism, and then they all laughed about
oh.
it. Okay, and I
they
said,
accused you of racism.
Yes. So I said, "Here's they
no,
broke many
way
rules.
Off.
One,
way off on that.
Don't use clips from my show in your comedy show. You can't. It is essentially a comedy rule. I'm not going to use clips of Samantha Bee saying something and then say, "Oh, look how dumb she is."
Right.
You,
you
can't take me out of contest
that.
Because I know. What I'm saying, I'm aware, I'm a comedian. Don't take me out of context.
Right.
Because I'll crush you, and I'm crushing her right now on your show.
Oh, shot fired!
Okay, so.
Shot fired, Samantha!
I'm smarter
Canadian
than them.
Bitch.
Look, I've been doing comedy 25 years.
Yeah.
Don't come in with your 25-year-old writers and accuse me of racism.
I know.
You guys learn from me. I don't learn from you, all right? So,
yeah. Fair point. Fair point.
So do not use, even if I was making provocative statements, don't take a comedian out of context and put them on your show, because I'm going to come back at you.
Wait, but, you know, speaking as the only black person on this panel.
That's right. That's true.
Could I just point out,
that's true.
No black people watch Samantha Bee. That is the hipster, you know, Stephen Colbert. And she drags out some poor writer she has for the quota to act like she's totally down with the brother.
Wait, you know,
give me a break.
Some people, okay, just to be fair, some people might watch it because it's on TBS and they might think Are We There Yet is on. And just get caught on a channel. You get caught on a channel sometimes.
When is Meet the Parkers or whatever it is? Come on. Is it after this shit?
Meet the Browns,
you animal.
Oh, we need to go a little further. I want to see the neighborhood Samantha Bee lives in. Is she married?
Yes.
Does she have kids?
Comedian. She married a comedian.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They're both funny. They're both good.
No. Okay. You're really distracting from the main point here. We need to find the school she sends her children to and count up the black children there. I am so sick of these sanctimonious, phony liberals who will move heaven and earth to keep their children, their lives free of black people. But, they're going to go on a comedy show and I'm down with the brothers.
Yeah. Shots fired!
Fair point from Ann, because every single one of the on the alt liberal side of comedy, the only black people they like when Hannibal came out. I like Hannibal, nothing against Hannibal, but the people, the love of Hannibal from white hipsters used to fucking
annoy you.
Finally, a black guy I can understand. He has glasses. I don't feel afraid. He's not using hip hop lingo.
I think I could beat him if he jumped off stage. This is the kind of jokes I like.
Yeah, and this is the joke I used to make. Oh, I used to tell it to Sherrod because I was like, when I was trying to get him on my pilot. Because they waited to get some. We got Monroe, who's great.
Yeah.
Like, nothing bad about Monroe. But if you want to get work as a black comedian, like a Comedy Central, get a big friendly afro.
Yeah.
And some horn rimmed spectacles, because that's the black guy they like.
Yeah.
They don't like your Kareem Greens.
No.
And your.
It's like they get to choose what black comedy is in America, Comedy Central. As far
and
as what they play.
100%. They would never have their kids in a school full of black kids. Not for one second. They'd have it where there's a few black kids that talk white. They'd be happy with that.
In my head, if there was a school with all the What's Happening kids, I would send my kids there. Remember What's Happening? Raj? That would be a great school.
Remember What's Happening with Raj and Rerun? They had that rent party. Remember that? Oh, that takes you back.
I remember when Raj and Rerun, when they had a tie-in with the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers showed up, and they all went crazy. They were like,
which
the Doobie,
Doobie
Brothers!
Which
they
Doobie
were going
you be?
Crazy.
I remember, like, yesterday. Which Doobie you
if
be?
If my kid comes home wearing a red beret and suspenders, I'm writing a letter to that school.
Doing a little of this?
I love your idea of the black comedians having to have afros and glasses.
No, that's the new thing. The Kamau Bell look.
Well, it's an old thing in my world. That's Malcolm Gladwell.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But he's like a halfy-half.
Because they get to choose. White people trying to choose.
Exactly.
He could pass a brown bag test.
White people get
What's
to choose what black people
Should
they
I
want to be
ask?
Around. They want to choose what can be. It's like a whole. Listen, Comedy Central ignores so much like ethnic comedy.
Yeah.
In this country.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
You know what, though? They'll have a fluffy marathon for sure. They'll do it. Listen, they'll have.
They ignore so much.
Do you know what their big money maker was at Comedy Central for a long time? I don't know if it's still the case, but their big money was not The Daily Show. It was not Colbert. It was all the Jeff Dunham shit.
Oh, yeah.
And all the fucking blue collar comedy tour.
Yeah.
That was their. All that not hip. Their prestige things were
right.
The Daily Show. But the money came
the
in
money
from.
The money came in from. Yep.
Larry the Cable Guy.
The same people they look down on in this country, by the way, that channel.
Yeah.
And I mean, in fairness, I look down on those people too, but.
As you should. But you're not running a network.
Right.
But no, the network looks down on them too, but they put them on because they're like, we have to.
Because
so many people love them.
They have to subsidize the hipsters.
Yes,
right.
Yes. But the, you know, the people
watch.
At Comedy Central in development, I mean, they're not spinning Larry the Cable Guy records at
right.
home.
If they could, no. if they could, that whole Comedy Central would look like the L train going to fucking Williamsburg.
No, I mean, it does look like
it
that.
Would be that white and
listen,
that fucking dirty and young.
Just listen,
and
for
you
the
wouldn't recognize anybody in there.
For the record,
like Samantha Bee's neighborhood.
I think Comedy Central's great because I've gotten most of my work for them from the past 12 years.
You
so
had
nothing
a nice white end.
Comedy Central. They're fine. It's just the fans of that shit, like the kind of black they like, is not like where I started. They like a real safe black nerd. And for some reason now, the high yellow motherfuckers are the most militant. They're the first ones to be like, you're
always
a racist. And you're
yes,
like,
absolutely.
Never, they're
it's always
the
whitest black person. Yes.
In my life.
Yeah, like, do you guys remember when Leslie Jones first started appearing on SNL?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember because my cousin got out of the job.
Right. Yeah. Well, she got, she was on Weekend Update and she performed some stuff from her stand-up. From her stand-up, which had been all over the place.
I wrote to her after that. Yeah. It made me so
upset.
And
there was an internet freak-out because she had a bunch of jokes about how she, now she's like a very tall, dark-skinned black woman with short hair who's super strong. And she was talking about how, like, in slave days, she would be an ideal, like, woman. And now she's not. But
She'll be a breeder.
And she was telling these
jokes. Like, bam, Kobe.
It
bam,
was
Shaq.
Super raw. Like, incredibly
and it was funny.
Raw.
She was like, here's a Shaq.
Yeah.
Here's a Kobe.
Exactly. Gesturing,
well,
like,
do you
down.
Do you want to know why that got, people got upset?
People got so mad when
I'll
it was on Weekend Update.
Why?
Because Colin Jost sitting next to her, well, won that. But also, I think part of it, this is my theory, is Colin Jost with his suit on, like, he looks like the whitest white man. So him smiling in his suit next to her, I think that's what they
made them uncomfortable.
Like, look at that white guy in the suit grinning.
Well,
while
it's
she
funny
does
because
it.
his father was a fireman. Like,
yeah.
And so, like, in the opening credits to SNL, he's pictured in a firehouse, which is an homage to his heritage, but it, like, it looks like, it honestly looks like those are the poorest people he's ever stood next to.
Right,
just
yeah.
because of his whole vibe.
Well, he's from Staten Island.
That's
yeah.
from Staten Island. He's a fat-faced dummy from Staten Island. And people think he's, like, a rich, stuck-up
Yeah, but he's not. But he's not. He just he's has that, he has that look.
But this is how people look at Kurt next to you, Sherrod.
Yeah, like he's,
like, I'm, now they
like he's rich?
Don't you remember that? Hold on.
They
you
think
know,
I adopted a homeless person.
And for real, because in my traditional hailing a cab for Sherrod that I would do,
and so they drive right by him.
Yeah, they drive by me.
And pull over.
He already drives a cab. Why doesn't he take him?
Currently, he can stop a cab. Cabs speed up right past him.
I go,
like, no.
Sherrod, I got this.
Sherrod,
let me get you an Uber or a Lyft.
Hey, can Uber see your black face when you...
when you do it?
Yeah.
Nope.
Because I can see their face.
Unless you don't, if you put a picture on there, they can see you.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to put a picture on there.
No, you don't have to. I don't
put
a picture on anybody.
I don't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't even put my name.
They could weed it out. Could if they can see the picture, right?
Yeah.
Then they could do the same thing. Uber can do the same thing that cab drivers do, right?
No.
No?
No, because they'll get called out for the saying no to so many pickups.
Actually, cab drivers
interesting question.
Stopped doing it under Giuliani. Giuliani sent in undercover black people.
No, he did his best with it, but they still do it.
No. What changed it? It may be coming back now, but what changed it was Giuliani cleaned up New York. The crime rate went down, that's why
the taxis did.
The taxis started.
No,
I'm sorry, there have been studies.
And
maybe
studies.
They just don't
I am the study.
No,
I walk the streets as a black man.
No,
and maybe
here's what
it's
they
something
do.
Personal
and
to
here's
you.
The thing. Here's
Wait,
how
this
you know
is
the
what
cabs.
They do. This is what the cabs do now. Because he did make it harder for them, but they got their little ways. Because I've always been living in
boroughs. No, but they didn't need to anymore because there wasn't as much crime.
It ain't about the crime.
It's virtually non-existent.
It's about the dollar.
Listen,
they don't want to go out far to a black neighborhood. No, it's about going out far to a black neighborhood. And then you got all that time to come back with no fare.
Yeah.
Because nobody's coming back.
It's not just that, Ann.
So you're killing so much time and not making money.
If you could promise one of your friends would come back, Sherrod, then they would be happy to just be like...
I'm not promising them nothing.
Hold on. This is what
I got to promise them something for.
Even though, because I go through this when I used to live in Brooklyn or Queens.
I go through going to LaGuardia.
Yeah, they would turn their light. This is how they get around it. They turn off their light.
Yes.
Off duty.
Yes.
And then I've had, because one out of nine.
It probably happens to Kurt just as much as it happened to me.
100%.
He's going to an ethnic neighborhood, and I'm on the Upper East Side. So I diss the cab driver. Like, look, I tell the cab drivers every time, you stop, because I'll catch them at the light. If they pass me, I'll catch them. Get in anyway. Now what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Now it's me and you, fucker.
Yeah.
So I'd say the whole ride home. You know how hard you work, sir.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't pick yourself up from a corner because somebody's in your head and got you hating
right.
you. Because you dark as me.
No, but you don't know. Listen.
And I don't live where you live.
Sherrod.
In Queens or wherever. I don't live there. I live on the east side.
Listen.
But you wouldn't pick
here's
you
who
up.
Does it.
Who did that to you?
I'll tell you.
Nigga.
Here's who it is. It's Pakistanis. It's West Africans. They don't want to pick up black people. Who's the other fucking ethnicity? Oh, Russians suck.
Yes.
One out of nine cab drivers, because it takes a lot of cabs, will be a really cool guy that's like interesting and I talk to him.
They're known as Uber drivers.
When I lived in Williamsburg, I would always say, okay, I'd get in the cab and then, or sometimes they roll the window down, you know, they'd kind of pre-screen you. And I'd say, Delancey and Essex, and they'd say, oh, get in. So I'd get in, and then we'd get out of Delancey and Essex, and I'd go, all right, left, just a left over the, oh, take a left, and we'd go over the bridge. You know, I'd be like, take a left here. No, the other lane, you know, and I'd guide them over the bridge, and they'd be tricked into taking me to Brooklyn.
Oh, I think that's something that gets lost a lot in discussions about American racism, is that it's worse literally everywhere else.
That's
literally
a great
everywhere
that's
else.
Right.
It's so much worse than America.
Well, that's what you, no, it's only, it's worse when you get it. I don't care what country you are. I don't care if Japan got more racism. Nigga, I don't live in Japan. I live here, and it's worse here.
Wait,
period.
What?
I don't care if like racism is worse
well,
in
you
Germany.
Ought to care.
Germany is real bad. It's like it's
I mean, worse I'm not saying, I'm not saying that that means you shouldn't care. No, I'm just saying
you
it,
ought
it provides
to care
perspective.
About immigration.
I don't care about this. If it's happening to you every day, it ain't perspective. You still
white,
getting the same shit every day.
This white guilt works really well, but only on white people.
But listen, the people. that's true.
And with the new immigration waves, which is why, and having had a slightly different but enraging experience with a cab driver one night in New York, the last time I was here. I try to communicate with my favorite presidential candidate by Twitter. I hear he's on it a lot. Right after he deports...
John Kasich?
Right after he deports the felons, I want the next group of deportees to be New York City cab drivers, because we now know that it is possible to have a car that picks you up and takes you places with a working seatbelt.
Yeah.
That doesn't smell of some disgusting, you know, unbathed person. For
8 out of 10.
Weeks,
maybe 8 out of 10.
That can use the Waze technology. So and, 20
never get
years
lost.
Here and they can't figure out that even streets go east. Yeah. Odd streets go west. Yeah. They can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's hard.
Well, some of these guys got scraped right off a boat into the cab, so no, they haven't figured
Let
out.
Let me invite Aisha into the conversation, because Aisha's here, too.
Aisha.
Is that mic on?
Get
is
on
that mic
Andrew.
On?
Wait, is her mic on?
Where's that mic's not on. Yeah, we've got to get a mic on.
Get Aisha on.
She's a young model.
Andrew Goldstein commemorative mic.
Sweeten up
you
this
look
room.
Like a young model. About time we class this place
class
up.
Class this room up with some lookers. Is that mic on, John? Okay, Lewis is coming.
Oh, cool. And we got Philly Girl calling in.
Okay, Pat. It's a real packed show.
Where is the where's the peanut gallery? Usually have like 20 people here.
Yeah, everybody is here.
I don't know where Tommy is. And
Tommy's
Karen
right
is
behind
sick.
You.
He is? Oh. Like I said, I don't know where he is.
Now, Tom, so is the beef with you and Samantha B ongoing?
No, let's keep it
going. No, it's not beef. It's actually the, I'm brushing him back. You can't. You're not allowed to use clips from a satirical news show on
so
your
you
satirical news show.
You call her foul for on her.
Yeah, and I
think
got him.
You've got to go to take pictures of her kids' schools.
No, I'm not. Look
and play spot the black person.
I'm not even gonna. I'm gonna even say that it might have been an oversight. I'll blame it on her young writers who don't know the ethics of comedy. But you can't take my show and clip
well,
it up like
here's
that.
Here's what's cheesy
they
about
knew.
It. Here's
Daily Show knew Colbert. They would never do
no,
that.
Right. This is what I didn't like about it because. The thing that they answered you kind of, but you on your show already did
that's
answer
what it was.
You.
Yes,
and they pretended like he just said MLK wouldn't like BLM when you were on his show.
That's
kind of
dirty.
They already had the other opinion.
Andy was making fun of me, and he said, "Oh, I liked your moment with Uncle Tom." So Andy and we're laughing about. So Andy's making fun of me, and then they cut Andy out, and then they have the person from Samantha Bee say Andy's line. It's like that's not good.
You know, I just want to point out that the comedy world has so much. Greater ethics than the political world, which is to say, I love that you are outraged by this. You know, that's my entire career where, you know, they'll take a clip from a speech, cut out the punchline, cut out people laughing. It's as if I'm saying these things with earnest anger, and I can see they're doing the exact same thing to Donald Trump now, which is why I say you got to go see the full speech.
That's why you have to edit your own one-hour special. You got to be in the editing room when they edit your special.
That's right. If you're going to talk about politics, you're going to get, you can't, any comedy you try to do, you're going to lose it. Because this, by the way, the second I talk about anything political, it's immediate, like, shut up, tell your jokes, shut the fuck up, what the fuck? And
that's just what I yell at him.
And that's just your odd. And they don't even address your point. I have these nothings, they got to make a vague like statement. Like they won't go. I'm like, well, what is it that upset you specifically? We'll never tell you that. Just be you right. just suck. That's right. why I'm upset.
Well, I just had suck. An audience like that.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's really interesting that you point out context in comedy and politics, because as someone who used to be a full-throated participant in outrage culture, I
did you save them from it?
Yeah, just full-throated.
You filled your throat.
I filled my throat
society.
All the way up.
Hey, this is a PG show.
Yes, I filled my gosh darn throat all the way up. No, I was actually thinking about the lack of context in political reporting, and I guess in comedy this week when I was thinking about a couple things. First of all,
uh-oh.
Donald Trump's support people who are like neo-Nazis supporting Donald Trump, like. Okay, first of all, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I think that there's more to the story than is being covered.
Right.
And it's not that Donald Trump necessarily has Nazi policies. Some people might argue that he does. I think the issue is he is the white candidate running. Of course they're going to support the white candidate.
Right. Is Hillary black with Samantha?
Well, yeah, and they're jumping.
What's up with these white?
They're all white, right?
And actually they're like, there was something this week. Some prominent KKK member was like, now I'm a Hillary supporter. It's
yeah,
like, literally their whiteness
up.
Is yeah. their qualification. It's
yeah,
not
Grand
their,
Dragon.
It's not what their platforms. It's their whiteness. That's
right.
literally what they're standing for.
No, but beyond that, if I could just say, the idea that who supports you is something, I mean, these are relevant people in relevant organizations. Donald Trump has never mentioned them, met them, talked to them. If we're going to start demanding disavowals, I want Hillary disavowing Al Sharpton. As far as I know, David Duke has never spoken to a crowd where people ended up being murdered. That happened in Crown Heights with Al Sharpton. That happened in front of Freddy's with Sharpton. I could mention other things with Sharpton. And the Democrats go and kiss his ring. He speaks at Democratic National Convention. I promise you,
David Duke
is not going to be speaking at the Republican
right.
National Convention.
No, listen, I don't fucking play that shit. Where
yeah,
I'm
but
like,
David Duke's people ain't been oppressed.
Listen,
I mean, my point is, it's just bigger than the context
yes.
that get there. It's bigger than what people pick out and decide to attack. It almost always even Romney's like corporations are people thing was like
right,
taken
right.
out
it's
of
a legal point yeah,
right
yeah, yeah,
exactly
yeah.
Do you remember when
politics is so dirty. I'm
yeah,
glad you have ethics
I don't
and
do
comedy
that, like because someone someone supports you like,
Aisha, is Zola's giving you a headache baby
no
who you think
I'm
you're
taking
voting
it all in
who you think you're voting for in this election
yes, take
Trump.
It all in
I honestly don't
Trump.
Know what's going on right now
right
like,
that's why I love
politics?
A model I love a sweet model
I do get it but it's just a hot mess.
It is a hot mess.
You're
not wrong.
I can't take Trump seriously. I can't take anything going on right now seriously.
Yeah.
Bernie looks so funny to look at when he's speaking.
Yeah, Larry David. Everybody loves Larry David.
Hillary just looks like she's being fake. Like it's just
she is fake. You're voting now this election because you hate somebody else. It's not nobody's voting.
Not me.
They love somebody.
I love Donald Trump.
Well, I will say this.
Yes. Are you honestly? Yeah. Are you being honest?
Yes, I love this man, and I never. Never thought I would. He's
yeah.
fantastic.
I will say this. I
hilarious.
He's
her
kind of asshole. She likes that.
Yes. You vote Republican, Shulu, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is your guy for this primary?
I like Trump too. Why would
I?
I
know you do like Trump.
Okay, look, I have an excuse for liking Trump only because of my show. The man is like a golden-haired magician. He gives us 14 stories a day.
I tell you that.
I have to reject 10 stories because he gives us so much to talk about. But in politics, are you kidding me? I love the crumbling of the Republican establishment.
Yeah.
I love it. And he's doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone claims
why
they
do you love it so
I
much,
want to
though?
Take on the establishment. They never would. Nobody does.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, hold
but,
on. Yeah.
He is toppling it over
let's
in a big
blown
way.
It up.
Let's real quick, because Philly Girl's on the line. I want to know who Philly Girl is
okay.
into.
We could, okay.
I've got some ideas.
Yeah. I want to see here Philly Girl's... Do you remember? Do you ever meet Philly Girl?
No, I think I've.
Are you there,
I don't
Philly
think
Girl?
I've been on with her.
Yeah, you never been on with her. Is she there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Philly Girl.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Philly
hey.
Girl's here.
How you doing?
Hey, Philly
we
Girl.
We miss you, Philly Girl.
I miss being on hold.
Philly Girl, she's a Philly Girl.
Well, I know you don't have Sirius, so you gotta.
Oh, you need headphones.
Listen on the phone.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
No, I believe it is probably also annoying on Sirius as well to being on hold.
Philly Girl, who are you gonna vote for? Who are you into?
Excuse me, but I can't tell you that or it won't come true.
It's like a birthday wish. No, that's only if you blow out a candle.
That's true. Fairly good. That is true. Do you have any opinions on any of the candidates or, you know, like
if you guys are interested in where I am?
Yes. Where? Yes.
Oh, you're on your journey.
That's what I'm worried about.
Now,
where
was it again? Live, love, laugh, eat. Was that
it's like live life, live like, laugh, love.
Live, eat, live, love, and sometimes like.
In laugh.
Sometimes like.
She's on a journey.
Last time, wait, her, are you in studio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
amazing, right?
Last time I checked in with you guys, I, if you recall, was in somewhere in Maryland.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, where I am now, see, what happened was I got into a cab.
Right.
Again.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
They told me, congratulations, this is the cash cab. And I thought, okay, it's a joke again. This has to be real. As it turns out, that show was still canceled, and I was kidnapped again.
Philly girl, look, here's a rule of thumb. The cash cab, you're not supposed to give them cash.
They're and the show's canceled, too. It's been canceled for 4 years.
I was going at trivia, guys. They were asking me about, like, the shapes of states and stuff, and I knew all the answers. it's intoxicating when you know all the answers to that nonsense.
Yeah, it could happen to anyone.
Well, before you know it, you're three states over in a van.
Actually, where I ended up is, I think I'm somewhere in Amish country. I'm not supposed to have my phone. I've been farming for 2.5 weeks straight. It's nothing but butter that I made with my own two hands. And I've never been happier, you guys.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful
so
to
you're
hear.
Sometimes liking
like
right
my
now.
My hands in the dirt. I'm like, yeah, this is where a dirt like me belongs.
Okay. It's a home for a dirt like you.
I wouldn't call you a dirt, Philly girl.
She's a fine dirt.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that I will after I do this check-in. I'm going to move on into the next part of my journey.
Okay, the next destination.
Well, don't take a try a Lyft. Do they sponsor us still?
Yeah, we still got
Lyft. Use our sponsor, Lyft.
Oh, yeah, I have to start using Lyft.
They are,
Lyft is the best. They're one of the sponsors on the show.
Yeah, they probably
say it again,
Ann
Coulter, that you'll use the Lyft.
I've heard it's as good as Uber.
Better.
And I would like to have competition. You never want monopolies.
Well, I liked it when I used it. And by the way, John, it says my account is suspended for some reason. So
it's connected to your Facebook.
Yeah, is it connected to my Facebook?
Did you get thrown off Facebook?
I got suspended, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, because
always.
Of some guy's
wait,
fans.
I'm sorry, I just interrupted. We still have Philly Girl on.
I'm back, though.
But
I got
we're
suspended.
Coming back to that Facebook thing.
Yeah. I won't bring up...
I love Philly Girl.
The dude whose fans got me suspended.
Philly Girl, you got to let us know where's the next destination.
Who said they love me? Who said they love me?
Ann Coulter said she loves you.
Oh, I've never heard of you.
Hello.
You never heard of Ann Coulter?
She's very Philly.
Is
you got to
understand. Another internet dominatrix like we had that one time.
No,
that was
exactly
the Empress.
Right.
No. That was
it's
the Empress.
A
you got it, Philly girl.
Ann does,
you have no idea.
Ann does urine play. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Kurt, remember that story you had when you touched the Lyft driver's face?
Oh, my God, my God, driver got in a fight. You know your driver will get in a fight once a year here in New York?
with another driver.
And you're just
that
in the back.
That never happens with Uber.
It happened with Uber.
This is Uber
my
story.
Driver,
I've never heard
he
of that.
The guy
I take
off.
Them all the time.
He cut this guy off so the guy wouldn't let it go. And I'm late for the show. It was like I'm on my way to the show. And the guy kept trying to run us off.
Wait. I have a boyfriend who does this. The guy. I don't know who's who here.
So my driver.
Your driver or the person who was trying to cut him off?
We my driver cut off another driver.
Okay.
So that driver.
Let's call your driver Habib.
Yeah, we can't. No, his name was like something Spanish, like Pedro or something.
Okay,
the Habib of that country.
I just want to be able to follow the story.
Julio
but this guy,
the Habib
this guy, this guy
Dominicans.
Is very confusing.
So my driver cuts this guy off. The guy chases us. I'm almost here and I'm late. And I'm like, hey, buddy, can you just let it go, man? Come on, I'm late for work. I don't like to even get involved.
Okay, so the Uber driver was fine.
So my driver gets out at the light, walks over, punches the guy in the face, gets back in the cab.
That's fantastic.
Well, it wasn't because I'm like, now this guy's not going to let it go. So he chases us more and blocks us. He goes sideways in the street and blocks us.
He's Starsky and Hutch too?
Yeah, he's Starsky and Hutch us. And I go, dude, I'm late for work. Can you let it go? He goes, I'm calling the police. And I got furious. I go, well, now, because you're doing that, I'm going to wait here and just be late. And I'm going to tell the cops that he didn't hit you and you have a gun, I think.
Okay. You outwighted the whole situation. Yeah,
and the driver that I said it to looked really hurt. He looked like, but that is not the truth. Okay, but I was furious. So my asshole. Driver goes, hey, thanks. And I go, don't worry about it, buddy. I was standing outside his car by the driver window. And I go, hey, buddy, don't worry about it. And I went to pat him on the shoulder. And I don't know how I fucked up this move. But somehow, instead of patting his shoulder, I just gently brushed the side of his cheek.
Your driver.
I go, don't worry about it, buddy. And just gently caressed the side
of
his cheek.
So you're dating now.
I don't know. So no, nobody said it was a lot of adrenaline, so he didn't say nothing. But I'm sure he's thinking about it now. Like, what did I agree to?
Five stars. Just give him five stars. Make it all up.
Five stars, my friend. Yeah. I have twice a year, I have a thing. I don't even want to be involved. I hate when the driver, like, involves you in the road. Yeah. Like, you see this guy? I'm like, no, dude, I'm looking at my phone.
I've never had an Uber driver do that.
Well, oh, I've had
I have limo drivers do that.
I think they're plotting your death, and that's why they're not talking. You don't like immigration.
No, not the Uber drivers. They're fantastic. Nice, clean cars.
And Americans, that's what Jenna say, and all American.
I mean, a lot of them are immigrants, but they speak English.
Yeah, they got
and
papers.
And most cab
they
drivers don't.
They document it when they...
Do they?
I think so.
I don't know that Uber protects people all that well, because you hear a lot of incidents.
They're independent. Don't you
look, it's enough incidents.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Your sponsor is Lyft.
Yeah, that's right.
Why I'm getting all of these myths about Uber. Okay, let's
Uber's
make
real
it
rapey.
Lyft.
Well,
allegedly.
Say it's Lyft.
Let me tell you why.
The point is, both of these services are working fine. We can change the topic sentence to Lyft.
Lyft has a lot more strict screening guidelines.
Is that what it is?
Than
for
Uber
drivers.
Does.
Yeah.
I am in the middle of a commercial.
No, you know what? You can save 10% if you use the promo code RACEWARS.
Philly girl, you still there?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I mean,
Philly girl's been kidnapped twice by Uber. From what I understand.
She should know.
Do you ever get an Uber, though, and you see that yellow mustache kind of tucked under the seat? Like, they're doing both?
Oh, yeah. Do you see that all the time? Yeah. I'll call a Lyft, but it's an Uber sign in the window.
Yeah,
and
there's
the mustache. Yeah.
Didn't they get rid of it?
Pick a part-time job, Nuggle.
They don't have it on the front. They don't have it on the front.
Okay.
But they still have it in the car sometimes. Wait, a little mustache.
What? Say that again, Philly girl.
I ain't getting in the car unless it's got a full-on goatee on it.
Well, that makes good sense.
Selection process is clearly working
there's
out.
There's a car commercial. It's like 777, like an old-fashioned car service. And this is why I think there might be a problem with, like, rapey drivers, because they literally advertise in this commercial, we won't rape you.
It's like the driver grabbing a girl's ass.
I don't like the 77s or the 666.
I still use Uber because it's easy, but I'm just like,
It's cheaper,
the point where
the
driver...
cars are cleaner, and they know the main thing is both Lyft and Uber, I hear.
They know the traffic patterns.
I will too if I can just get to the airport on time and not have them not know which way the streets go.
No, I'll risk it. I mean,
the worst is when you get picked up by a cab at the airport and they ask you how to get to your house.
Yes.
It's like, you tell me. That's your job.
You know what? I totally
white
agree.
Problems.
And I especially dislike that because I think.
And then what happens?
Oh, excuse me. We were talking
about
your trouble with cabs.
Okay, Upper East Side, calm down.
She doesn't have problems after she's already in the cab.
I think they're trying to find out whether you're from New York so they can rip you off or rob you.
I think
so
too. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, because why would you? I don't know. I just landed.
Remember,
do you have any idea what the traffic patterns are?
Remember Gaffigan's old joke about landing in Tokyo, performing in Tokyo? And he tried to act like he's from this.
Yeah,
like, everyone will rob him. He's like, my address? Oh, $. Yeah, right next to the school.
Oh, I better run, guys.
All right, Tom, thanks for coming in.
I'm glad we could work your beef out. Now,
I'm glad
we
worked out the beef.
Yes.
So why don't we move Aisha up to here?
Yeah, move Aisha over there.
You take your Shaloo session, and we'll move Go-To Gay.
That's Tom Shaloo. Check Tom Shaloo out tonight on Red Eye. Yeah, Red Eye's coming on tonight.
And I'm on Red Eye tomorrow.
Yeah, look at that.
I'll be on there tomorrow with Shaloo.
Friday. Maybe we can get you and Samantha B on one show, and y'all can, cage match it. Cage match fight.
All right.
Love you, Nick. Thanks for coming on.
Go ahead. What are you saying, Philly?
Aisha's on now, yes.
Kurt, how come I ain't never been asked to be on the Red Eye?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why haven't you been? Maybe you're not known in... you're not really a stand-up, right?
You don't have to be a stand-up to do Red Eye?
You can just be a girl from Philly.
You can just be a motherfucker who know us, because we can get on.
Is that what you used to do? Do you want to be on Red Eye, Philly girl?
No, I would never go on that show.
Okay. That's my girl.
Well, it don't pay nothing.
That's my girl.
I want to be invited so I could be like, no, blow it out your ass.
Fair
That's
enough.
That's how I feel about dating.
I'll give her headphones.
Where's the headphones? There's no headphones for her?
Yeah.
I feel bad for you, Aisha. I've been there, girl. That's why I left.
Yeah, get Aisha some headphones. Oh, plug it into the... Yeah.
Well, here's the reason there's no Daily Show on, like, the Republican version of the Daily Show is because they don't want to pay union rates for writers.
Yeah.
You know what, though, Kurt? Yeah. I think that's imminent because the left wing has gotten so absurd. I think that it's ripe for being made fun of. And I think now there's finally space on the right to actually be in a position to make fun of, like, the left wing.
But here's the thing. It's not Fox, by the way. That's just cable television.
Because
cable TV shows, it's hard to get a show on cable and get them to say yes to WGA writers.
Yeah, but Fox don't pay.
And luckily for me, my A&E show, that's one thing I fought for, and I got it. To make sure that I can use union writers on my fucking show.
But I think that, like...
So then it's going to be both.
I think that social media and YouTube has kind of democratized getting a presence. Like, if you are a conservative, if you have a conservative group of comedians, and you want to make fun of, like, woke culture, you could totally...
Yeah, I just have to say, this is Christine talking. Like, I know that, like, people that are, like, don't align themselves with the left or whatever, I've never once thought that any of the, like, videos that they make are funny, because they're just often so heavy-handed and so lame that I think that you're right, there's got to be room for it.
Well, politics can't come first. If you're doing comedy, you can't just put the politics first. You can't. I mean,
the funny got
to
be first.
Do politics if you want to do politics, but if you want to be funny, it's not going to be...
No, but Christine, I think you're right that a lot of times if people don't have professionals tempering their ideology, it gets out of control. And when you're doing a DIY thing on the internet, it's really easy to kind of have it be totally reflective of your biases.
I think the problem is more people think... they're funny than are.
Agreed.
Well, that's,
agreed.
Trust me on that. But I will say this, for all my lefty hatred, I've tried to go through this bullshit where I'm talking.
Oh, yeah. Can we get back to your being thrown off Facebook?
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't lefties. Yeah, that's a weekly thing. And also, that was some fucking fan of an internet radio show that heard me call a guy a piece of shit in a comment and then complained to fuck with me. But that wasn't left-wingers. That was... like troll guy. I didn't realize as much as I hate the lefties I used to fight with.
Wait a second, you can't say shithead on Facebook?
If someone complains, they'll say it's harassment and you'll be suspended for like a week.
Can you just say it was pronounced shatheed?
No, well, you know why you can't?
That's right, put it on black people.
You cannot.
Wait a minute, it was a man?
Yeah, you can't contest it when that happens. There's no one to call Facebook and go, hey, this isn't right.
Right, you have no...
They just go, just to be safe, we're going to suspend you.
It was somebody who you were... It was an actual person who was, like, commenting on your Facebook
page.
It
was somebody I was talking shit about, but it wasn't the guy I was talking shit about. It was a fan of his, because he has the worst fans humanly possible. I don't know if you know this, but, like, or Gavin, as much as I like Gavin, his fans are just human garbage. I mean, I didn't know... I didn't know, like from dealing with these, like, feminists that want me fired, I had no idea how horrific, like, the dudes are. The guys that are right-wing that love Milo Yiannopoulos
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to come on our show, too. We bring that dude on.
I'm sure he'll be interesting.
I'm having dinner with him Monday.
I'm sure,
are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've heard he has good
Tell
hair.
That motherfucker he got to come on Race Wars.
Okay.
No, listen, I'm sure he'll be interesting, and I like him, but what happens is the fans of him... they're basically like the back end of a human centipede.
Right.
So by the time his ideas get filtered through to the back of the centipede, that's who I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
So these people...
Shit mouth.
Yeah, these people are the stupidest fucks, and it made me miss extreme feminists with their reasonableness.
Though in fairness, I think that's true of almost anyone who's like the three degrees of separation commenting. Yeah. On the Facebook. I mean, I don't read what people respond to my tweets just or what I put on Facebook.
I suggest you don't, though. I suggest that you never read it,
Anne. Actually, I go through like once a week and respond to some of them to make it look like I'm carefully reading all of them.
Don't read them.
Anne, that's really Machiavellian, just to establish, like, I'm here. I see you. I see all of you.
Exactly. And do not read tell
it,
anyone.
And I recommend not eating in a public restaurant. Those two things.
They go spit and succumb in your food, Anne. They gonna come right in your fucking potato salad.
Who hasn't swallowed cum though?
Well,
no, but these dudes are so I didn't know how dumb they like that. I guess at least the feminists would at least go back and forth in a way that was like an argument of some kind. These dudes have a picture of Milo as their headshot because they're troll. They're fucking trolls.
I hate that.
Yeah, because that's how cowards. And they also think that
I'd hate it with anyone for
like
any reason.
Like they're using his persona as theirs? Right. Oh my God.
Dude,
they did it in honor of Breitbart after he died.
Right.
And all these writers, and it drives you crazy. You're skimming through Twitter, and I want to see what people have said. And part of you're skimming fast. So part of it is you're looking at the little icon, and everybody was effing Breitbart.
Yeah.
Right.
That isn't a way to honor someone. It's just annoying.
Yeah. Well, also, don't talk
that
about.
It sounds like a living hell.
It is.
Don't talk
Philly
about
Philly girl, you can't imagine.
Like everywhere you look, oh my God.
Yes.
Are you singing the Full House theme song?
For 5 minutes.
But don't, I mean, like, don't, when we had John Ronson on who wrote that public shaming book, it was a great book. So You've Been Publicly Shamed, where he talked to Justine Sacco.
Yeah.
The PR girl that got, you know, she said, I hope I don't get AIDS, just getting them white.
Yeah,
piece of human garbage, Sam Biddle, fucking got her fired and then retracted it later after he talked. He should be grounded to pig slop. But
you should have him on the show.
Definitely.
Have him on, but I'm going to have to look at his fucking face.
I will dig up Hitler to have on this show. This is Race Wars.
We'll have him on. After this.
We'll dig up the worst motherfucker and he'll be like this. Hell, so how was your weekend?
No, after that shithead we had call in, certainly we'll have him on. Well, I'm not saying serious. Yeah.
Anybody who try to step up rude, nigga, you're going to get banged on.
Yeah, come in the right
way. Wait, who was the
don't even worry about it.
Who called in?
No one, you need to worry about it. We'll tell you after. He ain't getting no air time.
Don't worry.
Here.
Daddy handled it. Daddy handled it.
I got it. Sherrod really did handle
it. Daddy handled that shit.
But that's, here's the problem. Those kind of dudes like that, they all think they're comedians. They all think they're comedians. And they're not. They're some fucking.
The furthest thing from it.
Either they're just a bully. They're just some bully. And this is what I despise, because then the feminists I fight with, they lump in me. My jokes with these fucking amateur bully dudes that I don't do anything like what they do.
They're not even good bullies, because they're too bullying what dudes are who just quote movies all the time are to comedy.
That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
They're the guys that are quoting.
Yeah.
They're awful.
That's a good one.
And I can't fucking, and then, you know.
It's just trolls.
When that shit happened with Amy, and Gavin, let it slip. I bring this every time, because Gavin, he goes, well, I would have had Amy's back that she didn't steal, but because she said she plays a racist Republican, fuck her. So they were after her.
Wait, I'm sorry, was this?
When they accused Amy of stealing, and he's doing.
Stealing? Amy?
No, Amy Schumer.
Oh, that thing.
Listen, it's no comedian saying that. It's only fans of a right-wing fucking cunts that say that, because they don't like her politics. The same way they tried to get me, because they, not even my real politics, they imagined what my politics were. And by the way, Amy stuck by me and had my back when that bullshit happened. Oh, it's a pleasure to have her back with that. These guys are like, you're a cook, you're something, like, because I'm not going
cuckold.
With you. Yeah. I'm
white
a cuckold.
People attacks.
Dude,
it's adorable.
No black man has ever said something that annoyingly stupid to
Wait,
me.
Wait, what was the, I vaguely remember Milo saying that. Wasn't it Milo who said that some of his videos had been stolen by Amy?
Oh, I didn't know he said that. I'm not familiar with his shit at all.
I don't know what stuff
and he wrote.
He wrote some vicious shit about Aaron.
He did write some really vicious shit about me.
Oh, that's right. Aaron was like, if we bring him on, she's leaving.
No, actually, now that I think about it, I don't think that, first of all, I'm charming as fuck.
Yes.
So I think that he would have a difficult time hating me to my face.
Yes.
No, it's true, he would.
The same. I told you the same thing about Ann when you first met Ann Coulter, didn't I?
I never said that I didn't want to be on the show with Ann Coulter.
No, you didn't say you didn't want to be on the show, but I was like, y'all going to be friends before the end of it, nigga. Called it a year ago. Give me my credit.
Okay, fine. All credit to Sherrod.
But look, Aaron talked about it
before. Bringing white people together. since 1972.
Aaron brought it up before. What these people do, they get online. It's like they want to fight with somebody. They make these views they don't like. So if you have even something close to something they don't like, they project everything onto you, and you're now. If they're right wing, they go, "Oh, what do you love, Obama? Obama lover?" Yeah. Like I said that. Or they go, or it's the opposite. They're like, "What are you? Oh, you hate women?"
Well, right. Well, when I was at Jezebel, we got by the time I left, like half of our staff were non-white women. They were like, and we got accused of being like, all white, your all white staff is writing this shit. It's like strawmanning, but making us white. We called it snowmanning.
How many black women, did black women read that?
Well, it was a lot of times.
Aisha, do you ever read Jezebel.com or whatever?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of times it was like angry people on Twitter who wanted us to be the most convenient thing for them to critique.
Right.
And it would have been more convenient for them if we were all white, and we were all wealthy. The reality is, I grew up in the Midwest, not with a lot of money, and I am white, but half of our staff was not. You know, it was like they wanted it to be an easier thing to argue with.
To attack.
And people do that on both sides.
That's why it's so funny to see people scramble in their minds, because you see Trump, people want to hate Trump, be like, he's Republican, but you see Republicans hating him too. Right. So people like this, who do I hate more? Right. You see, people don't know if they should hate Trump, but Trump,
guys,
the Republicans hate Trump too. So it's like,
yeah,
Philly, it's the best.
Yeah, you're right. What is it, Philly girl?
You know how I said I've been out in Amish country?
Yeah.
I've been dating a straw man for 2 weeks.
Oh, damn.
It's going so great. And the bonus is, ain't no crows eating my crops.
You have really gotten back to the earth, there, though.
I think back it's all roots. Pennsylvania. It's like Pennsylvania is just like in my blood all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's
and,
great.
I get to wear this cool bonnet, which is great because I hate washing my hair.
I feel like you're
talking about trolls. And you remember Philly Girl's advice about the only trolls, right?
Yeah, go ahead. What was it again for our listeners?
You just answer their riddles and cross the bridge.
That's right. Answer the trolls' riddles.
I butt them off the bridge. You can troll me. I'll let you troll me, but you're not bringing your secondhand hatred.
Block
them.
Right, right. I don't know. I understand why people do something. Block it.
But here's the rule. Look, here's the rules. You can
or
troll
don't
me.
Read it,
I'll let you on, but you're not going to come on with your a dopey gay radio because you hate Opie, and then you're going to bring that bullshit to my page. You dedicate yourself to me. You make a name like Hurt and Charade or whatever. And you make it about me, and then
that's
you could
so
stay.
Original.
But you will dedicate your life to me. I'm not taking secondhand Opie hate.
No, hate me for me. Aisha, do you ever get trolled online? You got some real sexy pictures on Instagram. Somebody got to say inappropriate things.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, and online, in person, behind the bar, like it's
my How
life.
Old are you?
I like to stay at home, honestly.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Agoraphobe.
Oh, so you're still well in your prime of modeling.
Well, I kind of stopped it because I feel like my personality is just too much on set.
What do you mean?
For the other models. Fighting
girls!
What does that mean?
No, because I'm very outgoing and sometimes I say things and I eat the food. So they all just look at me like, what are you doing?
Right. Well, because you're very beautiful, but you don't look like real thing. You look like a normal person.
Yeah.
So does that go over with them, or are they like?
I just started weight training. Yeah, I'm like so over that. I don't want a model anymore. I want to act, but
yeah.
I have to finish college.
Well, yeah. Well, my friend.
What are you studying?
She's going to
Hunter. I'm a journalism major.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Congrats. Thanks. Welcome to a terrible world.
Really? Yeah, you might want to reconsider that. I'm trying.
It's over. I'm like my last semester.
Well, because your modeling years. I mean, it's like my friend. You know, well, Sharad knows Sade. My friend Sade, she was a model, and then at like 27, it was like she aged out, like she was a pro athlete.
Oh my god.
Yeah. In fact, being a hot girl is a lot like being a pro athlete. Like all those treatments. They get. I was telling you that when I did JB Smooth's dinner show with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And they told me I'd using hyperbaric chambers for like their muscles.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But all those treatments they use start out as hot girl treatments.
As hot girl treatments, and then
that's hilarious.
Because the same thing, like you're hot for so many years, then everybody can't wait to be like, oh, you're too old to be the thing we love.
So trickle down economics works.
What'd you say?
You get to age in. You age in, though, to playing a female detective on TV.
You become a Rizzoli in Isles eventually? Is that what you're saying?
is Cagney and Lacey yourself out of that, hole?
It's like a seamless transition. You get to wear, like, you know, a little blazer and a shirt tucked into your jeans with a belt.
Now, is it hard?
That's what everybody becomes eventually. Or if you're a male rapper, you become a cop on TV for some reason.
Yeah. Well, you're Fast and Furious in it with Ludacris.
Either way, you're driving a special car.
Right.
But you better be the kind of rapper who can take a shirt off, or otherwise they got nothing for you.
What, to be a cop?
Yeah, you got to be a sexy, you got to be LL Cool J.
Is Ice-T got a great body? I'm not sure.
He's skinny. He's not fat. Yeah.
You're not a rapper who can take your shirt off, you get a VH1 reality show if you have enough kids.
Maybe. Well, who had a lot of kids?
Wait, what if you're a rapper who does take his shirt off but shouldn't, like a Rick Ross, let's say?
Oh, then you get Snapchat. Then you get Snapchat. Okay.
Rick Fair Ross enough. Gets some of the hottest bitches you ever seen in your life.
I'm sure he does.
What
do you think? I wouldn't believe you that rich, popular musician
but it's like the
fucks out of his league. I get the same thing with half the success of a not even a half the success.
I wouldn't say the same thing though.
I mean, that's the best part about showbiz.
He's still a good looking man. He's just
a
heavy
confidence.
Dude.
He's got confidence.
I mean, I can't say like anybody I've ever like fucked in the last 10 years. You'd be like, why the fuck were they with you?
Fucking hard, yeah.
Because you don't have to.
I'm going to podcast.
Say that?
What? This is Christine. I'm sitting in my car.
Oh.
Claudia Zardi just walked by my car.
Who did?
Claudia from work.
Oh, really? Wait, where are you?
Who?
I'm in LA.
Claudia from my... in LA. Is Claudia...
Wow,
Claudia
story unravels.
Yeah. Claudia's in LA. Claudia's one of the writers on Amy Schumer's show this year.
Oh.
And she used to... Who's the guy she used to be dating? But I guess
I'm putting Claudia on the phone.
Oh, my God. Put Claudia on.
I don't.
Hi, Claudia. Claudia's Australian.
How's your podcast going?
Your what?
Your podcast.
Oh, yeah, welcome to the...
Who is she? Is she Claudia's drinking a Foster's right now? That's how Australian she is?
Oh, she has a heavy Australian accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Claudia's a funny writer, man. She's nice. She's Australian as shit.
What's the one to come on the show? Claudia, when you come to New York, come on the show.
When you come back to New York, Claudia?
Never.
Consider it booked.
It'll be a call-in, then. All right, well.
I can't really hear you, so I'm going to give you back to Christine. This is a real thrill, though. Thank you.
It's a real thrill. Boy, it's hard to understand.
And the Australian accent are working fantastically together.
It's easier to understand a Philly accent.
Aussies, I don't know if I want to punch him or fuck him.
Yeah, a little both.
It's so annoying.
I mean, not Claudia, but Australians in general.
On the TV show Love. She's one of the leads of...
Oh, Jordan's on that. My cousin Jordan Rock is on there.
What's the show?
Love.
What is it?
Love. It's
Apatow's
show.
Judd Apatow's show. Jordan's got the best... Jordan's the funniest motherfucker on there.
What network?
Jordan Rock.
That's not Pete Holmes' thing, right?
No.
We're literally standing under
It's on Netflix.
Guys, I'm
going
to say goodbye.
All right. Love you.
Yeah.
Bye. Talk to you later, babe.
We're going to go on tour, dude, just pretty soon. And she's down. Philly Girl's coming.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be great.
Funny.
We got the Race Wars tour.
Yeah, I've been trying to get her.
You know, tell me when.
I wrote with her on the show for like a long time, and she does that accent. I've been trying to get her on for like, and then finally this year I got her on doing the fucking accent.
Wait, show were you on with her?
Inside Amy Schumer. She's a writer.
Oh, okay. That's she's funny. Them.
Yeah, she's great. And was asking her to come on forever, and then finally she came on, and no. I mean, the fan response to her is greater than for me or Sherrod.
I wouldn't say that, but she's great. There's no show without Sherrod.
I'm saying the fan response of, like, this is the greatest. And Sherrod wouldn't say that, but it's still true.
The fan response was great. Yeah. I am a Leo, so I wouldn't say it.
Is that what it is?
Kind of.
What are Leos known for?
Big cocks.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say blow in the light.
Sherrod, I'm a Leo. My cock is tiny.
Well, not the one I'm going to give you.
What are the matchups?
I can do it all day.
What are the matchups of astrology, you know? Like, who's supposed to be dating who, astrology-wise?
Oh, it depends on who's your rising and all that. Aisha, what's your sign?
Libra.
That's who I should be dating. See how it works?
it's very simple, it turns out.
It's a simple mathematics. I'm going to take a quick break soon, too.
Yeah, the closest hot person, whatever their sign is, that's who you should.
That's who I sign. Yeah. That's my sign.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm Gemini. We're very skeptical, so I don't know if I believe
you. You are Gemini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
Gemini's
the worst.
Compatible.
My sister's a Gemini. She'd be like, hi, fuck you. It's like, what did I do in a split second? Clunt.
Remember that in Casino? Never should have trusted him. Gemini the snake. Gemini's the twins. In Casino, when Sharon Stone's talking about she never should have trusted De Niro because he's Gemini the snake.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Let's do a break and come back. And
we'll
do the
a
news.
Quick break.
Maybe some Tommy time.
Yeah. We got Aisha Barry.
And we got Aisha. We'll get into her mom.
We got Ann Coulter here.
Yeah.
Hello.
And you said some good stuff about Samantha Bee. I can't wait for that to go viral.
Yeah.
Just say Samantha Bee's a bitch real quick. And we
no.
can. I'll buy myself a house. I can buy a house. Me and Kurt will be rich. Just say Samantha Bee. You don't know nigga stuff.
Come on.
Sherrod, you could have no greater representative for the black race than Samantha Bee.
And
you are so lucky. Look, she's got your black or your back. I don't know what you guys would do without.
You saying this is our Hulk Hogan sex tape for us to retire. All right, let's do the break and come back.
We'll be right back. Race Wars.
Race Wars. We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Kurt and Sherrod here to tell you about Lyft.
That's right, Lyft.com/wars to get that discount. That's how I'm getting straight to the discount.
Listen, Lyft isn't some big, heartless corporation. It's just a couple of guys
wanted
to improve their community with better rides, and they did.
That's right. They started small time. They just wanted to do right in the community. Now it's a company, and that's what they're doing. They're helping people get rides for cheaper.
And no surge pricing. That's the best. Let me tell you what I love about Lyft. I was about to curse. That's how angry I am when I see surge pricing. It's the same price all the time, God bless them.
That's right, no surge pricing.
Go to Lyft.com/wars. That's Lyft.com/wars. And you'll get $30 off over three rides.
$30 off over three rides. That's amazing. $30 off over three rides.
And
go to Lyft.com.
No
Lyft.com/wars.
Surge pricing. That's my favorite.
That's amazing, man.
Lyft, Lyft.com/wars.
$30 savings over three rides. Lyft, you the man.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Man, that's just too much. There's just so much. Back on the show. We
it's
back.
Fun.
Oh, that was that Kendrick Lamar. I bring all the flavor to the show. That was that Kendrick Lamar freestyle.
Well, I knew that.
I was just explaining to young...
Ann Coulter actually suggested it. Ann Coulter suggested me play that.
Yeah.
She brought that
A lot
in.
Of people don't realize what a hardcore Kendrick Lamar fan Ann Coulter
is.
It's going to turn all his other fans off from
a man with basically two last names, I guess. I was just explaining to young Aisha here that I don't have Instagram because my girl set up Twitter, and then I'm going to have to go on to a younger girl to get an Instagram account. That's how I get new social media. I have to get a new younger girlfriend.
And that's how it works.
You're going to have to go to a high school to get Snapchat.
And I'm gonna... Way ahead of you. Let's keep it on the DL. Samantha Bee's kids' school, I believe, is where we're.
That's right.
Ann said we should do it. What's the problem?
What's wrong with Samantha? Wait, is she Canadian? Right? Is Samantha Bee Canadian?
Yeah, I like her fine.
A lot of black people in Canada.
Hilarious. I mean, she's funny.
I don't think you've watched her enough to say.
I watched both episodes. I watched two episodes.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, so what? But you questioned me. I saw both of them.
Well, I'm not against her in any way.
She's hilarious. She nails it. I'm telling you, this bitch is tight and bitey and fucking great.
Tighty bitey?
Tighty
and
bitey.
Are you trying to get on her show?
No, I got my own show. I'm coming
for. I haven't seen it, but I've seen clips. And they usually are the political ones. But what I don't like about the hipster humor, I won't say necessarily her, but whether it's Trevor Noah or Stephen Colbert, and I assume this... Samantha Bee, there isn't like a funny premise or something silly that's being done. It's just, we're going to give attitude to the audience. These are the people you should hate. And now I'm going to string together a whole bunch of words that include things like often the same old cliches. What is the one? The butt something.
Butthurt?
Yeah, butthurt. That is such
hurt.
A cliche.
And string them all together.
Just a long... verbal insult of someone. Everyone in the crowd is supposed to be hip enough to hate, but it's not funny.
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes. I think sometimes.
It might be funny to string it together, but it's so attitude-based.
You want to hear something funny about
it is attitude-based.
The Daily Show writing packet that used to get when Fortino get a writing job there, they would tell you in the packet, please do not write write jokes. Don't write John nods knowingly.
Right, because
people would hand that in. We could just be smug, right? That's the whole show.
It is right. A lot of smuggy.
We need actual jokes, please. Don't just have the.
Sometimes it comes off like, you know, you think your shit don't stink. Type of fucking looking down through your nose at motherfuckers.
No, that's a lot of it, is looking over your glasses at someone with your eyebrow up.
And it's like, get over your fucking self. People, you ain't shit either, stupid. You ain't shit, nobody's shit. Now start from there.
People sometimes mistake jokes with things that make them feel good about themselves.
Yes.
Because laughing makes you feel good about makes you feel good about yourself. And also, a joke makes you feel good about about yourself.
But it's two different things.
Yeah, but they're totally different things. And I think that when it comes to like late night humor, political humor, a lot of times people are just like, ha ha ha, I agree. Well, it's not really
it's worse than that. Yeah. You get applause. There's nothing worse than applause. And I can see, it was somebody from Saturday Night Live who coined the term clapter.
I
agree with you, so we will applaud. And I've noticed it with my poor friend, Bill Maher, whom I think is really funny, but his audience, I hate his audience almost as much as he does, because you can see he's about to get to the punchline of a joke, but he mentions, Dick Cheney, and the audience goes wild booing.
Yeah.
Children. Wait for the joke. It's like isn't a joke.
When you go to Jewish camp, you go to Jewish summer camp, and then they have the teacher the songs, and they got one song where every time they say Hitler, you stomp your feet. Yeah. Is that?
That's good.
Adults. You want to project
that's good for adults, yes. That I really
do you
dislike
want to
that.
Projectile vomit all over yourself. When I went to go see Borat in the theater, I look over. There's I was in Brooklyn Park Slope, which is kind of a hip area at the time. There's a kid with the whole hipster get up. Yeah. He's wearing a T-shirt that he made himself that says John Stewart is God, which I'm sure John Stewart would not approve or make. Oh. What's going on?
I just saw a girl run up the hall with a short skirt on, and her skirt was lifting up, showing her panties. I was like, Aaron, look.
Yeah.
Then she looked back. I was like, yeah, nigga. We high five. We high five like boys do.
Sherrod and I are boys. We're boys. Holy boys.
You finally get me.
This is a wild studio.
Yeah.
Well, I thought this was going to be NPR.
Do you know Rob Mayhew, Sherrod? He's going to set up our tour when we go to Toronto.
I think you told me
about
that.
But he calls it, like whenever we talk about comedians like that, he's like, well, he's not funny, but he's on the right side of history. Right side of history comedy. That's the thing. But it's so contentious now.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
Shit's so fucking contentious now. It's like people are if you're not on their side, it's like you gotta murder the other side. There is not even an ounce of,
if I don't like you, you're Hitler.
You
know, I think that's unfortunate, because it's really fun to laugh at things that make fun of your side.
Yes.
For example, I was at CPAC the other week. And I was at an NRA town hall called Thank Goodness for Guns.
She got a face licked at the CPAC,
too. Whatever you say, Sherrod. So, but I was at Thank Goodness for Guns. And there was a woman up there talking about how having a gun is like a feminist issue. She said, a woman should have the right to choose how to protect herself, which I thought was hilarious. Even though she didn't play it off like a joke, I thought that was really, really funny, and I was the only one that laughed. Because
and
it's like taking
at it?
Because it's taking like the abortion mantra and turning it to be about guns.
Right.
You do know no one here is listening because that girl just went by again.
That girl better get a gun. The way Sherrod's looking at her.
Anyway.
What? Yeah, bring her in. Fuck it. Bring that girl in.
Oh!
We gotta let her know her whole panty thing was showing, right?
Yeah, let's let her know.
No, I don't think that's necessary. No.
Sherrod!
You know what? The hotness of that situation was that she didn't know.
Louie, never mind. No, Louie. All the women reacted in a way. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to pay it forward. Let the young girl know I saw a little tail out.
I'm sure she would love that lamb chop.
I would love this.
She would say, thank you so much.
Well, and that's how I met your dad.
She can't be running around here with a little skirt on thing that ain't flying up, and old creepy men like us not looking at it.
I'm not an old
you
creepy
and Aaron?
Man. Yeah.
Me and Aaron.
I didn't see it.
We drive around cruising for things
creepy
like this, me and Aaron.
Licky face Aaron? Is that
hell
him?
Yeah. That's what they call me.
Let's run the gay news and then the Aaron news.
Are we going to Tommy first?
Yeah. Are we let's ever talking first. About our next president?
Yeah, because let's do Tommy first, and then we'll because we're gonna want to end on the news.
Okay,
bet. Right,
Louis. Let's play the Tommy go to gay Tommy theme.
Yeah.
He's young, dumb, and full of other people's cum. It's Go to Gay Tommy with this week's Go to Gay News.
Yeah!
I'm so happy that Ann Coulter got to hear that.
Yeah.
The best. So can I just...
I was looking at the girl with her skirt up. Well,
Tommy,
that's
is,
a perfect segue, because I wanted to ask Ann Coulter 5 gay questions.
Okay.
Ooh. That's my segment. So,
I love it.
I'm going to win
like
this.
It's like the old Daily Show.
First, I'm totally going to win this.
First, I want to play fuck, marry, or kill with lesbians.
Okay.
So I would like to know who you would fuck, who you would marry, and who you would kill. And you have to choose one. So it's Melissa Etheridge, okay. Queen Latifah, mm-hmm. and Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. Oof. Oh, no easy answers to this shit.
Wait,
sandwich.
I'm sorry. I've always heard about this game, but I don't know how
okay,
it's
so
played.
You pick one to fuck.
Does it have to be all marry. Of them?
No. You have to pick one that you're going to fuck, one you're going to marry, and one you're going to kill. Yeah. With a gun that you love to support.
Wait, and I can't kill all of them?
No. You have to play the rule this way.
Well, yeah, I guess eventually.
Fuck, marry, kill. What category is what? So two?
I think that's a dumb game.
Of course
Come
it is.
Come on, man. It's a dumb
it's
game.
It's for fun. It's
Hold
for
on.
Fun.
I'll play it. I'll play it, too. What is it? Now, who are the choices?
I'll play it again.
Melissa
play it too,
Etheridge,
if it feel
Queen Latifah, and Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I would marry Queen Latifah for obvious reasons. She has a huge cock.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I would kill Etheridge because ain't one of her songs playing during one of those fucking homeless dog commercials at night.
No, that's Sarah McLachlan.
Too close enough. I'll kill her. Okay. And then who's the other one? Mary?
Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm marrying Rosie.
Wait, no, you already married Queen Latifah.
Oh, no, you're marrying... Yeah, though I'm killing Rosie?
No, you're fucking Rosie.
I'm fucking Rosie.
You're fucking Rosie?
I'm fucking the shit out of Rosie O'Donnell.
What is wrong with
Well, she
you?
Has crazy eyes, so she's probably fun in bed.
It'll be like being the first person to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, nigga. Nobody touched that.
Can you imagine doing a surprise facial on her?
And
you
it's so
can't
much
miss
room.
With that head?
It's the first person to walk through the Holland Tunnel. Like, it's so spacious.
But she has a heart condition, so you'd have to be gentle.
That's
why I'm killer.
I'd fuck her into another category of killer.
Wait, but I want Ann Coulter's answers to
No,
this.
You have to give me boys.
Yeah, give her boys.
Wait, but that, why not? Why?
Because she's
it's
a fag game. Hag.
No, all right, give her gay dudes.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Three gay dudes.
Okay, three gay dudes. Oh, no, I know
no,
who I'll give you.
No, no, not gay dudes. You have to give me... It doesn't work.
It works!
No, it doesn't.
It's imaginary.
It's like Rosie O'Donnell for fuck's sake.
If the ostrich wants to F, marry, or kill, you know, what kind of poodle?
Because I'm gay, so I wanted to ask her like a gay question, but I guess I could ask you a straight question since I'm like
no, it's
submitting
still a gay
to the
question. Well,
I think Mary Fuck Kill is always gay if you're an adult.
Yeah, exactly. The question is gay, which has to apply to the person though.
Fine. All right.
Yeah.
President Obama.
Okay.
Okay.
President Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
And Paul Ryan. I'd fuck Paul Ryan.
Who gives their answer first?
Because I knew who I'd fuck. That PX90 body, huh?
You win.
Kill Ryan, F. Kennedy, marry Obama.
Yeah!
My same answer. I have the same answer.
I win.
Yeah.
Really?
I believe, yes.
Definitely marry Obama.
See, I can do it with heterosexual men.
Okay, so then who is your favorite lesbian in America? And then I'm going to ask you the same question about your favorite gay man.
Okay.
Good question.
Follow-up question.
Who's the fire?
You know, I must tell you, unlike you, I do not divide the world into gay and straight. So it's going to take me a moment to run through a list of my favorite.
I divide them into
lesbian.
Fuckable and not fuckable.
Yeah,
and everybody made the fuckable list.
You know, who's the... Yeah, I need to throw out some lesbians, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't
throw
know.
Out some lesbians.
Who's Listen, some notable Stuart. Lesbians?
Elena Kagan. Number one.
Raven Simone.
Oh, actually, everyone on the Supreme Court except...
Raven Simone.
Except
Raven
Bader
Simone
Ginsburg.
Is a great lesbian. Not black. According to her.
According to us, too.
She's from every continent in
she
Africa.
Was. I,
she
was. I think
said.
She maybe like kind of came back in. She was out, then she was in. I'm not
Camille
sure
Paglia.
Who's that?
Oh my God! How do you not know Camille Paglia?
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Ann wins again.
Surprisingly,
I got excellent grades in school.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Okay, my third question is: how many carats is the ring on your pointer finger? Because that's fucking enormous.
She's 11, boy.
If only it were a diamond. Yeah.
She's 11,
but it is nice, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
What is it?
It's New York Times bestseller list.
You know, it's a
CZ. Is cubic zirconia?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks good though. Okay, what else do I want to ask you?
If this were a diamond, I would not be without a bodyguard.
Okay, so how did you feel about the Supreme Court's decision on gay marriage? What was your thought? Did you think it should have been handled that way?
My thought was, I always knew Anthony Kennedy was gay. Okay.
He is really a show.
Do you believe in the court's ability?
No, do I think it was a correct decision? No, only because it's not in the Constitution. It's like abortion and a million other things. And
or like,
you know,
the
only way liberals are ever gonna understand this is if conservatives start inventing their own constitutional rights. You're supposed to, I'm sorry, I'm gonna bore you, but it's only gonna be 30 seconds.
Good.
And then you can go back to smoking pot or whatever.
You sound like
do
me about to have
here.
Sex.
We're supposed to decide stuff in democracy, so you argue with your fellow citizens, and that's why we have a right to free speech, and it's so important. Most of important things in America aren't constitutional rights. It's all really, really basic stuff.
Quick question.
Like free speech, like, you know, how old you have to be to run for president, and oh, yeah, if you can be born in Canada and run for president, and the answer is no, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Wait, so you have to be born, you can't just be a citizen, you gotta be born on America.
Yeah, you gotta be born.
You have to be born.
There are a few
exceptions, but your parents, if you're born to American parents, yes.
Military.
No, that is false.
No, but
it's
if they're
false?
Military,
right,
on a military,
wrong.
But that's what I'm
sorry,
saying.
Sorry, gay loses, the black guy wins.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Thank you. We need t-shirts.
Gay always loses.
We need t-shirts.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
There are exceptions. You have to be born on the soil, but if you're like the child of an ambassador or child of military.
Abroad, you is still a citizen.
Well, what if your dad's a soldier of Jesus? What if
you belong to a religious cult.
I'm talking about Ted Cruz's dad. is all those integration were those Supreme Court things, you know, like the Brown versus, that was a Supreme Court thing and not democracy?
Yes, and guess who brought those cases? Just, you know, a full callback to the first 5 minutes of this show.
Who?
Those were all brought by Thurgood Marshall. That's why I think he should be the day we have off. I'm much more impressed with him. He was the American system. You bring a lawsuit.
First black
he
Supreme
did it
Court
the American
justice.
Way. Right. Martin Luther King did it more the French Revolution way. We're going to go protest, march in the streets. No, Thurgood
like
Marshall.
Ways, both ways.
You have 2 days. Okay.
What's different than what Trump supporters
extra
are doing,
vacation
though?
Day.
You know, Thurgood Marshall, though, it's a little, it's kind of a shame he was replaced by Clarence Thomas, isn't it?
No.
He's not a good justice.
Oh,
so
that's
There's a whole bunch of good white justices, too, who replace somebody.
Can you name a worse justice currently on the court than Clarence Thomas?
I'm a better justice on the court, and the idea that, you know, the black justice on the Supreme Court has to please you by preserving abortion rights.
No,
you know,
that's not why I'm
blacks.
Just asking him to ask questions. I liked Scalia because he was a spirited presence who
was
actually he was great. His dissent,
he was like the Trump of the Supreme Court.
he was great. And my basis for saying Thomas is bad is that he's not a person that's contributing to arguments. I
he
think that
he just reads through.
I'm so
everything.
Glad you
he
mentioned that.
He contributed about Long Dong Silver that time.
I want to respond to this with Aaron because this comes up. I mean, you're totally right. Everybody says this. He doesn't talk in oral argument.
And you don't have to.
Not only do you not have to.
You don't have to.
Absolutely do not. But I must tell you, I went to law school. They called us gunners, except it wasn't part of our grade. The reason I was, and a few of my friends, we would constantly raise our hands. We were complete jerks. It was just because I'd get bored otherwise that I'd be getting in arguments with the professor, and I was constantly raising my hand.
I can't imagine
but
that,
I promise
Anne.
You, that was not a sign of, you know, the number one student in the class. It was
an
a
asshole.
Sign of the person who was getting bored unless she's chit-chatting.
Yeah. But I think engaging in the material is a good sign among a
busybody.
It was usually the people who never talked in class who would graduate number one and number two.
Yep. What are some name Clarence Thomas not only does not talk during oral arguments, he did recently after like 10 years of silence.
And he's
never written a concept consequential opinion. He's
Yes, he has.
Which one?
I can't believe you don't appreciate it. I tell you one off the top of my head, but I ought to say, I don't practice law anymore. I don't really follow the Supreme Court cases that much. But even given that limitation off the top of my head, when there was a campaign finance case, it may have been Citizens United, it may have been another one. And again, I'm going to bore you all to tears, but I'll get through this really quickly.
Take your time.
And the question, the basic position for conservatives, my side, is anybody can give as much as you want as long as it's public. Then we know who's bought whom.
Right.
Clarence Thomas, bless his soul, he changed my mind on this.
Why?
Because he cited how, for example, recently, I mean, it used to be done to the NAACP all the time. People would get the list. I mean, this was a long time ago, a much more racist country. But they'd get the list of members of the NAACP and harass them and who had donated to the NAACP. And then he brought it up to most recently, Proposition 8, was it, in California, the gay marriage?
Right, yeah.
And that guy, remember the guy who started...
the Google guy?
Not Google. It was the search engine. It wasn't Google Chrome. It was another one. Firefox.
Firefox,
he had
right.
given like an $800 donation, $200 or something to the right. Stop Proposition. He was driven from his job. But he invented a search engine.
Right.
And he was thrown out because they got the list of who had contributed.
Right, right.
Wow.
That was a really interesting and important point that Clarence Thomas made, that, yeah, actually, you know, maybe whom you donate to, this is part of free speech. You ought to be able to keep it private.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I want to ask you before.
Thomas, bitches!
Okay. Clarence Thomas didn't write Citizens United. Actually Kennedy.
This is just what I want to ask you.
No, he wrote... It was a camp... Excuse me, can we play that back where I said it was a campaign finance decision? It may have been Citizens United. It was manifestly not the majority opinion. I believe it was a concurrence or a dissent, but it may not have even been Citizens United, and the record will reflect that I said it was a campaign finance decision. It might
have
been.
It doesn't matter. Look, this is what
Citizens United.
This is what I want to know. Okay, so you like Thurgood Marshall for the
because, coming in here regularly.
Let me ask the question. Wait, let me just ask a question.
Oh, I'd love to expand on
because you're talking about the not democracy of the Supreme Court making decisions,
right.
But the integration thing is that, is it not? Is it not bypassing democracy to integrate the schools?
No, because he was saying we are going to enforce the Constitution. The Constitution does provide for equal protection of the law. And he's saying, hey, listen, white people,
right.
I'm throwing your Constitution at you. And he did it the way you're supposed to do it in a system of law. Legally, I have so much. And by the way, he is a liberal justice, but I am not results oriented here. There were a lot of when I read his opinions during law school, you know, he was more like a Brennan justice, so I wasn't one of his favorites. When I read the history, and it really annoys me, you know, I was a history major at Cornell. The fact that I did not know, and nor did most of my friends who were history majors at Cornell, the fact that I did not know the details of the civil rights movement and only read books on it and wrote about it in my book, Mugged, it really enrages me. And the problem is, I think, all of these like black studies majors, so they ghettoize the history of civil rights in this country, which is what I write about in my book, Mugged. And it was in researching it and writing about it, I realized, oh my gosh, Thurgood Marshall, he's the hero here. And by the way, he attacked Martin Luther King because of those street protests, because he was doing it the right way. And he said of Martin Luther King something like, you don't send a boy in to do a man's job. Because he kept bringing these cases before the courts, and he kept winning. And that is what won civil rights for blacks in America.
And I have a sincere question.
A little bit of both. I like both sides.
Sincere, not snarky at all.
The street side and the book side. We meet in the middle, and it's all dead white.
And again, you guys just want 2 days off.
Luther King was he kind of was a young guy. I didn't realize how young he was when he died.
Yeah, he died at 38.
And when he did all his marches, he was a young fucking dude.
Right.
Yeah.
And then also, like, by the way, he was like, if it weren't for all, like, the Black Panthers and shit that were behind, you know, like, if you don't want to deal with him, you could deal with the much worse people.
Right.
But I got nothing against that shit was so awful.
No, neither do I. I just think Thurgood Marshall is so impressive.
Well, and I have a quick question.
But that's what they had for black people who said, hey, let me have my rights and be nonviolent about it. That's what America had for you.
Sure.
Death. They had death for
I'm
you.
I'm into Martin Luther King.
They had
King,
death for you. So the Black Panthers, who you say did the wrong way, got shot.
No. What
got
I'm saying
shot
is,
up. And Martin Luther King, who did it the right way, got shot.
No. Yes, listen. What I'm saying is, if it hadn't been for the people being afraid of the Black Panthers and shit, they wouldn't deal with Martin Luther King. You see what I'm saying? Like, Martin Luther King was
I think they
the
looked
piece
at him
of,
at all. They looked at the Black Panthers and Martin Luther King as they all one back then. You even see it now as separate?
No,
but white people looked at them as all one.
No.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. It was all black people shit. Yes, they did.
I mean, maybe...
it wasn't... They didn't separate
what's
us.
What's his name, dude?
like they do today.
Well, who's they? First of all, I think a lot of
just
people
police,
separate.
Just police, media.
I think he's calling
you
white
think the
people
media?
They, and I'm a little offended.
No, the media. The media.
Who's the head of the FBI again? I'm forgetting his fucking name.
J. Edgar Hoover.
I think J. Edgar Hoover was
he
like
knew.
That.
Yeah, he didn't
know.
Right
no,
but most,
he
American,
knew.
Most Americans like the fucking, you know, we I have a dream versus the...
Now they do. Back then, they didn't like that shit.
But compared to the more militant things, they liked Martin Luther King better, especially the liberals and shit.
If they have to choose, they
really,
say, yeah, we'll take the nonviolent
angels
dude.
Dancing on the head of a pen.
But we will kill him
Justice
just like the other
Thurgood
dude.
Justice Thurgood Marshall is our hero. Let's leave it at that.
Well, and I wanted to ask you a question related to that.
I like
and
how he drinks the soda.
And
oh,
the
no,
court.
No,
I wanted to ask you a question about how was, in your opinion, how was the what's the difference between how Thurgood Marshall defended equal protection under the law and Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her legal career defended equal protection, because she kind of was a pioneer in advocating for gender equality. So do you see
love
a
her.
Difference in their early careers or not? And this
yes,
isn't me being snotty. This is me.
No, it's well. Do you, yeah.
Well, nobody
okay,
was calling
you guys
Ginsburg
are
going to want
to hook me off the stage and get back to the
no.
Mary.
No, no, no. We
and
are,
I love
hey,
this.
We're almost out of time, and we haven't done election shit, so let's do
we
Aaron's.
Got time. Yeah, no,
let's
got,
do Aaron's music and
but
get
let,
into
let
this.
Ann finish off what
okay.
she's saying. Go ahead, finish,
okay,
Ann.
Okay, I think we're going to bore you to death, though. No, the Equal Protection Clause, all of those amendments were passed after the Civil War. It was for one reason. It was because first slavery, then Jim Crow, both by the Democrats, I might add.
I don't separate white people.
Yeah, but that's like meaningless.
Hey, I'm trying to get through this quickly.
Okay.
That was an aside, so don't interrupt my asides.
don't push me aside.
This was all of the equal protection stuff, that is about black Americans. It is not about immigrants. It is not about gays. It is not about women.
Everybody's
so
trying to jump on our bandwagon, right? These
everyone
bitches
is.
And these Spanish.
Yes, they're all pretending to be. Everybody wants to be black. They all want to claim, no, unless you were brought here as slaves, unless you were discriminated against for 100 years, I don't want to hear about it. And to, especially, I mean, it's crazy. I suppose the craziest is immigrants. You know, they set foot here yesterday and suddenly they want to be black.
The same rights.
That's
yeah.
what I almost called my book.
Well, my ancestors
You're
built
not
this
black.
Country.
You're yeah. not black.
Well, that's what I say.
I would
to,
love that. I would love to see that in a bookstore alongside How to Be Black. I think that would be a really great.
I know that book. I know that book.
I have each book. What?
Point counterpoint. What do I do?
Well, let's do Aaron's music and then
okay,
do the lecture
hit the,
shit.
Let's hit the news music.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter. It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
With your fine ass.
We're a little different over here.
You sounded like you had consumption just then, like with your fine
I do.
Ass.
I'm consumed with your fine ass.
So the main thing I want to talk about today, because we have to move quickly, is I want to talk about Donald Trump's march toward inevitability, it seems.
Yes!
Yeah.
And I actually, because we have a special guest today with expertise in politics who has been a long time for as long as I've known her Trump supporter, I wanted to throw to Anne. And
not
see
really.
What,
she used to hate her a little.
And see
hate,
what she
used to hate Trump.
It,
hate,
it was his Mexican rapist speech that won me over.
So I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on, in addition to Mexican rapist.
That was like Eddie Murphy's Raw for you.
He had red leather pants on. Faggots can't look at my ass.
That's all it took.
Oh my God. So I want to know what you think about the Stop Trump movement. Because, okay, so Donald, for the uninitiated, Donald Trump is looking more and more inevitable. And if he's not inevitable, he's going to go into the convention this summer with a huge lead, such that if they decided to hand the nomination to somebody else, it would be a total undermining of the democratic process.
Right.
So I want to know what you think about the Stop Trump movement, why it was unsuccessful, and if it could have possibly been successful.
No, it couldn't possibly be successful. It is, I mean, I wrote my column on this today, that we have never seen the voters, which is to say the party, reject the party leadership with such vehemence.
Yes.
This has been the Republican Party leadership. They have been pushing this Hispanic mass immigration, open borders, amnesty. They've been pushing this from every conservative media. I mean, certainly from across the street at Fox News, most talk radio. It's been for a decade now. It's pretty much been Matt Drudge, me, Mickey Kouse, Breitbart, and five talk radio hosts, and that's it. And what
is Jay Diamond still alive? Do you remember Jay Diamond?
No.
Really?
No, from but I'm sure that was a very great joke. I'm sorry I missed it.
I can't believe you know who Jay Diamond is.
And last night, what happened to Rubio? I mean, he is...
Boy Rubio?
Marco.
He is now... We're using his ears to feed, you know, those flapping ears to fill them with goat cheese and feed them to pigs. He is done. done.
And do you think...
He's not only the sitting United States Senator from Florida. He was a House Speaker in Florida. He's outspent Trump by, you know, five times what Trump spent. He is Cuban.
He looks like Dick Grayson, like Batman's sidekick.
And he was beaten by 20 points. Where was Trump even campaigning over the weekend? Rubio has been... I just got back from Florida last night. I went down for the primary.
Right.
Rubio has been all over Florida. Meanwhile, as you guys all know, since there was some news over these, where all of the Trump rallies, Trump's holding rallies in, you know, Dayton, Ohio and Cleveland. He wasn't even in Florida.
And
he beat Rubio by 20 points. I used to, toward the end of each debate, Fox News has just been fanatically promoting Marco Rubio, which is why you haven't seen me on Fox News for a while.
What's going on? They're kind of turning on you, too, now, all these fucking...
Since Trump's immigration policy papers. Yeah. Whenever immigration comes up, I get banned from Fox News.
Wow.
Is it a formal thing, or is it just a suspected thing?
Well, it happened for all of 2008 when I hated, and also the day I was already booked on Hannity and Megyn Kelly the Monday after Trump's immigration policy paper came out. You remember that was the first one. That's the signature issue.
And ruined it.
I knew it was coming out on a Friday. I wanted to fly back to LA that weekend. Instead, I thought, oh, well, the immigration policy papers come out. I wrote the best selling book on immigration this year that Trump read. Adios America. I'll be the belle of the ball. I was already booked on Hannity over the weekend. Megan Smart, she booked me to talk about it. I was booked on something on Fox Business, I think. Some of my own radio networks, radio shows. I'm staying in New York just for this. I wake up Monday morning, canceled.
Wow.
So you're allowed to defend Trump and the patriotic immigration position in the media. You just can't be very smart.
Do you know who can't actually know what you're talking about?
Wow, this is bigger than the Sam B beef.
We'll pretend like we're getting both sides. And that's why I wrote, and actually one thing I would totally like to correct from my column today, what I think the big thing we found out last night was, I mean, Cruz was born in Canada. He's not natural born. He can't be president. But even beyond that, which I didn't mention in the column, I think he could never get elected. He has the personality of Nixon and the face of LBJ.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's going to look at him and say, this guy, we're taking him to the White House.
I think
it's worth saying that Trump and Cruz are the only ones who, at least at this point, I mean, Cruz is imitating Trump, say they'll build a wall, say they'll limit immigration, say they won't pass amnesty. Between the two of them, they've gotten 77% of the vote.
Right.
Think of what an emphatic rejection of the leadership of my party this is.
Right.
Do you think it matters, crazy. Though? I mean, it's interesting that I've noticed that the mainstream media trying to kind of insult, like over and over again, trying to insult Trump and insult his supporters. And I've noticed that that he's sort of bulletproof because his supporters don't really care.
Right.
There was an incident where
Sherrod's
they don't trust the media.
They don't trust the media. Yeah. And I think it's actually really interesting that there was like a female reporter who was roughed up at a Trump rally.
Oh, she was not roughed up. She was in a Duke lacrosse case.
But what happened?
Oh, she's in hysterics.
We
now have the full video.
So what's on the video?
We need 3 hours. We really need 3 hours.
The one from Breitbart? The one from Breitbart?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what happened, actually?
Yeah, Michelle Fields.
She assaulted Trump, apparently. She grabbed his arm, which, by the way, you're not supposed to do with
the
person.
She grabbed his arm?
She touched him.
Why?
And she didn't ask a question. Well, look, it was a media.
It wasn't
a media scrum. He was leaving. She didn't ask a question when she was supposed to ask a question. Not that this is all that important, because... So Corey is walking past her, and you know when you walk past a girl, I mean, there's a crowd. It's actually the polite thing to do so that you don't just bump into somebody. He goes like this.
Yeah.
Sorry, you can't see that on Sirius, can you?
Yeah, yeah, we
but
have
anyway,
cameras.
That's all that happened?
He just, Anne just grabbed Kurt's video. Balls.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You can see it on video. You can hear her talking about it. At first, she was claiming that she was knocked down.
Wow.
She was claiming that she had lost.
Like a soccer
then
injury.
Then the first video comes out, and she has to back down and say, well, I lost my balance. So we're already at, like, Jostlegate. And then an additional video comes out, and there's not even any aggressive grabbing.
Right.
It's just I'm going past you. And Corey, and she's smiling the entire time. She never jerks. You know, if somebody grabs you, which can happen, by the way, and it still wouldn't be a big deal.
I've thrown a lot of business on the floor, I know.
It's unbelievable, and they keep obsessing over
well,
it.
I mean, it was shocked a Breitbart reporter was dishonest about something.
Well, we don't got a minute left.
What?
I know,
right.
I know.
We gotta plug stuff.
Oh, my God.
The show flies by. We need to add an additional three hours to the show.
You know, as soon as I walk in, I don't care what you ask me. All I'm doing is talking about Trump.
Yes. I agree.
I know.
Trump wars.
I want to talk about.
How long are you in town for?
Saturday or Sunday.
Maybe we do a bonus episode, too.
Let's do a bonus episode.
Like Thursday? That's tomorrow, though.
What about Friday, Saturday, or whatever? Or
Friday, I got to do Jim Norton thing.
What time?
I don't know.
In the morning?
When are you leaving, Anne? When are
we
you leaving?
We can do it in the morning, maybe.
I think I should be on
Let's do an old Norton. Trump show on Friday.
Yeah, we'll try to do a morning Trump
all
show.
All presidential
Trump.
Show.
When
yeah.
You in?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do
God
that. Because we didn't get enough time.
You have to get me on Opie and what, Jimmy.
Okay, but
yeah, that's not hard.
Because I was meaning to email
him tomorrow.
Listen,
but I was busy.
I'm working on Jim's pilot, and
night.
He's on the show tomorrow.
I'm on the show tomorrow. I'll text him right now, see if he can come
good,
on.
Thank you.
He's in tomorrow.
All right, so we try to do this bonus thing.
You should have me on. My candidate, since the Mexican rapist speech, is about to become our next president.
Can't
all right,
wait.
So we're going to have to do a bonus. I'll do a bonus show.
Yeah, we'll do a bonus show.
Let's do a bonus show before she goes.
So that's it. Aisha, you had fun, baby?
Yeah, this is amazing.
Where can people go and check you? Give out your Twitter or your...
It's Aisha Hart. I don't have Twitter.
Okay, your Instagram.
What's your last name, Hart?
No, my last name is Barry.
Barry.
Yeah.
B-A-R-R-I.
I don't, like I want to act, so it's like Halle Berry, and then it's like Aisha Barry, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be different.
You don't got to do, listen, you're hot, you don't got to do nothing.
Yeah, you don't have
you're
to do
covered.
Anything.
I want to be more than just my looks.
Well,
you sound like me.
I'm sure you can
you
be, but
be.
You don't have to be, trust me.
So we'll try to do a bonus show before Ann leaves.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Tom, you had fun?
This is the best.
Great segment. As always, on Aaron.
I had a great time.
Aaron, we show that girl's panties together. We'll always have that moment.
That was great. We bonded so hard.
To explain.
Hey, so Friday I'm on
Mary
Red Eye.
Okay.
Fuck Mary Kill with Angle.
What's what do you got coming up? You want to plug something?
Graduation.
That's right. That's awesome. From Hunter, right? Hunter
Actual
College.
Actual life. Yeah. You get to start living life.
And what's going on besides our bonus show?
Well, Trump is going to be our next president.
Okay. I've been saying that.
And it's going to be great.
I've been saying it. And by the way, I don't know why people are hysterical about him, because Cruz is so much worse than him if you don't like conservatives.
Cruz is worse.
No, Cruz, unless you already agree with him,
he's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And I don't think Trump's really that much of a conservative.
Hillary's going to win.
New York values. New York values.
Hillary's going to win, but Donald Trump is a candidate America deserves.
Well, okay, I'll bet you.
Hillary deserves.
I will Trump bet you. Win, I'm trying to think of what I want to bet you.
You know what I want to bet.
This is so gross.
All right, bonus show. We'll bonus show.
Notice how I'm just ignoring this. I'm thinking of what I want to
bet. Invocative or anything
else? Yeah, check out Evocative. I edit that.
Listen, Race Wars, we love you, man. We'll be back next week.
Yeah,
Colton, thanks
show,
for coming, baby. You know we love
you. Bonus session.
Aisha, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Aisha.
We'll have a bonus show for Aisha.
Play that new Drake. Thanks, Race Wars.